This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Steve Kramer will be conducting today's service. Information on ordering CDs, cassette tapes, and printed copies of today's sermon will follow the program. We thank you for joining us this day and invite you to join us every Sunday for worship with us.
There's a little children saying, it goes like this, "Nobody likes me, everybody hates me, guess I'll go eat worms." Have you ever felt like everybody's against you? Well, the good news this morning is just you don't have to eat worms. God has a helpful and hopeful word for you today. Let's pray. God, thank you for reminding us this day through your word that we can hand over our troubles to you and that you do care about us just as you cared about King David. You've loved us through your son Jesus. Help us to trust you, Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your holy word this day. Your word is truth and it gives us life. As we study it together this morning, may we continue to grow closer and closer to you and come to better understand your deep, deep love for us. In Christ our Lord. Amen. Dear friends, sometimes life takes some painful twists and turns on us. Sometimes it's a situation that can cause us great pain. Oftentimes, though, it's caused by people. It's especially painful when it's people who are close to us, like relatives or friends, teammates, co-workers. For instance, let's say you're getting close to getting a promotion down at work. Some of your co-workers get wind of this, and soon they begin to torpedo your chances for that promotion. Rumors start, papers start missing from your desk, and soon you find yourself passed over for that promotion you were up for. You wonder to yourself, why did they do that? I thought they were friends. It hurts. Or let's say you volunteer to coach a kid's baseball team, some young teens. Your son plays on that team. The parents at the beginning of the season, many of who you know and consider your friends, are so grateful when the season begins. But by mid-season, they're complaining amongst themselves in the stands about you and how much you play your own kid and how little you seem to appreciate the talent of their kids. Then the emails and phone messages start coming your direction, criticizing you for your coaching. It hurts. You thought they were friends, supporters, and this really wounds you. Or perhaps a relative, say a brother or a sister, or even the whole family. After that last parent has died, and things have been divided up between the siblings, and your brother or your sister is resentful towards you for getting something that he thought he should have. Soon he verbally attacks you in a fit of anger and calls around and soon has the rest of the family siding with him. And you soon find yourself out of the loop in family communications, and they're beginning to leave you out of the get-togethers. You can't believe it, and it really hurts. When those that are close to us cause us pain, it can really make us lay awake at night and fret and worry about how we're going to get matters fixed. What do you do? Where do you turn for help? Well, we have a song before us today from the Bible. It's written by a broken-hearted father whose rebellious son was trying to do him in. The dad is King David. The son was Absalom, who raised up a national rebellion against his father, which drove David from Jerusalem and the throne. His boy wanted him dead, out of the way. Faithful advisors had been drawn in to side with Absalom against David. When David had to leave the city of Jerusalem for his life with some of his loyal followers, a man named Shimei saw him going down the road and began to throw rocks and curses upon David, telling him that God had forsaken him, that he was being punished for his awful ways. And David rode by him and out into the wilderness and just took it from Shimei. A little sanctified imagination, perhaps. But that night, I believe David wrote a song, which we find in our Bible, in the book of Psalms. It's Psalm 3, and it's labeled as a lament. If it were put to music, I'm sure it would be in a minor key, as sad songs often are. For David was experiencing a wilderness time of the soul. There are four verses to the song, and we're going to go through each verse together. Psalm 3. Here's the first verse, as David writes, O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying to me, there is no help for you in God. This is a verse of complaint. David is laying out the troubles that he's going through. The key word here is many. Many are my foes, David wrote. Absalom and my supposed friends and followers, Israel's leadership, have all become my enemies. And not only my foes, but many are those that are rising up against me, David also wrote. They're getting others to join this crusade against me. The opposition is growing against me being the king of Israel. And then there are many who are saying to me, there's no help for you from God. They're saying things like Shammai said, God has forsaken you, David. He won't help you. David, in this first verse of his song, is spelling out that he's in deep trouble. But notice another word in this passage. It's who is being addressed. He goes, "Oh Lord." Now, when you see that Lord in the book of Psalms, it actually means in Hebrew, Yahweh, or some people use the word in English, Jehovah. It's an intimate term, reminding those that use it that God is a God who keeps his promises. He's the God of the covenant. And God had made a covenant with David that he would be the king of Israel and that God would bless him until his dying day as the king. Some people have remarked that referring to God as Yahweh like this is as intimate as when Jesus taught the disciples to address God as Abba, Daddy, when he taught them to pray. So David in this first verse may have a lot of troubles, but he turns to his Daddy, his Abba, his covenant-loving God. Here's the second verse. He goes on and says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield around me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy hill." David, when he didn't like the outlook, began to use the uplook. He leaned on his theology. He put on his God-thinking cap. And he begins to write of what he knows about God from his past experiences. "But you, O Lord," David wrote, "are a shield around me." That's military language. Remember, David was a warrior king. The shield was the protection for the warrior. "Lord, you have been my protection in all kinds of situations." Perhaps David was remembering God's protection when he would watch the sheep and protect them from lions and bears. Or maybe he was thinking of that Goliath's situation when he took on the giant Goliath. God was his protector. David also says, "You're my glory," which is another military term. It means literally my heaviness. When soldiers of Israel would go out to battle, they would go with just their weapons and come back heavy laden with the spoils of victory that God provided them. David is saying, "God, you are not only my protector, you're my provider. You have given me victory in the past and the spoils of victory." David then says, "And God, you're the one who lifts my head. You've always lifted my head." The picture there is someone whose chin is practically dragging on the ground and needs their spirits lifted. David is feeling quite humiliated and down, I suppose, at this time, and he needs God to lift him up and raise his spirits. Earlier on in the story of 2 Samuel, David welcomed his son Absalom back into the house after another situation in which Absalom had caused him great pain. It says Absalom put his face to the ground before his father, and his father leaned down and he kissed his son. He had to lift his head to welcome him home, to let him know that he was still loved. David says, "God, you're the one who lifts my head and lets me know that you love me. You raise my spirits." And then he says, "And you answer my cries from your holy hill." David remembers that God has been a God who answers his prayers. David didn't like the outlook, so he put on his theology and tried the uplook. And it made all the difference. And it can for us as well, when we're not liking that outlook in our lives, and we feel like nobody likes us and everybody hates us. We can look up and know that we have a Father who's a protector, a provider, who lifts our head with his love and will answer our prayers for help. So David goes on to the next verse. He says, this is what this looking up has done for him. I lie down and sleep. I wake again, for the Lord sustains me. I'm not afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Did you hear that? David says, I lie down and I sleep and I wake again, for the Lord sustains me. Another way of saying it would, look, I'm sleeping at night peacefully because I've learned I can hand it over to God who cares for me. He's the one who sustains me through all of life's situations. And now I'm not afraid. Even if 10,000s have set themselves against me, I have the Lord to support me. The Lord's protection is all around me. I'm doing okay, David says in this verse. I have a God that gives me peace, which passes all understanding, as I hand over my troubles to him in my cry for help. And then David says, and here's my prayer. Verse 4. Rise up, O Lord. Deliver me, O my God. For you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. May your blessing be on your people. Rise up! It's a battle cry that the Israelites would use when they'd go into battle following the ark of the Lord against the enemies. Rise up, O Lord, against those that I was talking about in verse 1 who are rising up against me, David said, and deliver me, Father, from those who are saying that you have forsaken me and will not deliver me because you don't even like me anymore. Show them, Father, and slap their cheek and break their teeth. Those words make us a little uncomfortable these days, I suppose, but it's really a metaphor that's being used here. Slapping the cheek is a Hebraism, meaning humiliate them, Lord. Put them in their place. And to break their teeth is to disable them, so that it's to kind of take away the bite of their attacks against David. And then David proclaims, deliverance, which means help, salvation, belongs to the Lord. It's a statement of faith he's making there. And then he prays for his people. May your blessing, Lord, be upon your people. David knew that his restoration as king was for the good of the people of Israel, for God had made a promise to him and had told him that the people needed him as king early on when David became king. And that's how the song ends. David is leaving everything in God's hands. He didn't like the outlook, so he took to the uplook. He believed in the promises of God that God had made to him, that God would help him. And we have him handing it all over as he is still on the run from that son of his that wanted to get rid of him. It's a song of faith, even in bad time. Of course, this all raises a question. So what happened to David? How did it turn out? Well, you can read this story in 2 Samuel chapters 15 and 16. But let me tell you, it turned out well, so to speak. David was delivered from that rebellion. But it was painful for David, because in battle, his son Absalom was killed, and David wept for him. The throne was restored to David, though, and the kingdom was restored, and there was blessing and peace in the land as the rebellion came to an end. The prayer was answered. Now, I'm not a king, and neither are you, but I am a child of God. And like David, I've got some promises from God in my back pocket. Therefore, this song, Psalm 3, is mine to use in faith, knowing that there is but one to turn to when everyone else seems to be turned against me. God, my help. The human mind, though, is a curious thing. We sometimes find ourselves questioning that. Is God really my help? And maybe you're at that place in your life. Let me pass on to you another story. It's about another king. And he could have very well prayed this same song with a lot of feeling. He lived it, you see. He had conspirators plotting against him as well. Many didn't like him and didn't want him around. Many even said God was against him. The thing is, if he did, in fact, pray this psalm, he never got to enjoy a positive answer to the petitions for God to rise up and deliver him. You see, God did not protect him. Instead, this king was nailed to a cross. He suffered, and he died with a sign over his head to mock him, which said, King of the Jews. It was for your sake that he wasn't helped. He wasn't helped so you and I could be helped. He went unblessed so that we might be blessed with forgiveness and a restored eternal relationship with our Heavenly Father. And God raised that king up on the third day and gave him the victory. And in that victory, we share all the blessings. So, as you find yourself wondering at times, is God, this God that David is writing about, really my help? Remember that king, Jesus, on the cross for you. That's how much your Father cares about you. The Apostle Paul wrote some words of encouragement about God as our help that actually, I believe, reflect the sentiment of Psalm 3. In the 8th chapter of Romans, he wrote to some early Christians who knew a bit about suffering for the faith. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who's against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will separate us from his love? Paul goes on to say, and then he proclaims, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. The message of this song today is simply this. When you're feeling like nobody likes you and you're standing all alone, remember, God is your help, child of God. Trust him. Hand over your worries to him, because he does care about you. Amen. Great.
is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be.
Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings are mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
O God, our help in ages past, thank you for being present with us even when it seems like we're standing alone. Thank you for never deserting us, for being our shield and the lifter of our heads. Help us, O God, to rest in you and hand all things over to your care and faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
You have been worshiping with Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray today's gospel message will bring you strength and joy in the week to come. If you'd like to continue promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ even after your time on earth has passed, you might consider including Christian Crusaders in your estate planning. Estate gifts have become an important part of our ministry and allow you to leave a lasting legacy that ensures many of those who are sick and homebound will continue to hear the gospel for years to come. For more information on estate gifts, please call our office at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. All contributions may be directed to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. You may also visit us on the web at christiancrusaders.org, where you can find a preview of the upcoming program, read or listen to past sermons, order our 5-volume DVD set, and more. You may also link to or find out more about several new online tools, including podcasts, blog, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. If you'd like a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 74th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.